Save the Semantics, episode 26. It is March 25th, 2018. See, again, I did it again. I was like, where do I go with this? I was talking about this last episode. I was like, where do I go with that intro? Da da da, right? Save the Semantics, episode this. Send it in, the date, and then I have nothing else to say, right? I don't know where to go from there. I just don't learn from my mistakes. That's just how it goes. Weather's finally kind of on the upswing, I guess. Even though it rained last night, it's like the fucking, the weather didn't even predict. The weather, like, channel didn't even predict it was going to rain last night, and it fucking did. Shitty as hell. I've been done with finals for the past week or so. Kind of glad to be out of it, though, like, I've just kind of been in this drony kind of mindset where I'm sort of, like, mentally exhausted from it, and I don't really know what to do, in a sense, right? Anyone else feel that way, where it's like, once you're just done with a certain things, you're just, like, you're just kind of in cruise control for the next few days. And I've kind of been in that mindset for a while, you know? It's a little annoying, to say the least, you know? Because, like, there's just only a certain amount of, like, motivation I have to do things. Even this, like, this doesn't even take that much, like, energy, in a sense, right? And I'm just kind of sitting down and talking. But setting out and doing it is, like, a lot more... takes a lot more effort than actually doing it, you know? But yeah, I finished finals for this quarter. Have only a week break, which kind of sucks. Because it's going to go by really fast, I know. And I have to get back into the fucking school mindset. That's just how it goes. Well, the good thing is that it's just... I feel like... the next quarter is going to go by pretty quickly as well. Time just kind of flies. And then it's going to be summer. And then it's going to be fall. It's just going to be like that. And I'm like, fuck. Now I have to consider what the fuck I have to do with my future and shit, you know? And then you get kind of paranoid. And then I'm kind of in that mindset again. Which I'm trying to kind of avoid, you know? Let's talk about other shit, because I've been kind of on that fucking existential road for the last few episodes. Kind of want to switch it up a little bit. Let's talk about things that I've actually done, you know? Finally hosted a show. Well, not finally. I hosted the talk show on Wednesday of the past week. And then on this Friday, I hosted Bushwhackers again for the first time in, like... for like a few months since, you know, I had school, I wasn't able to do the show, but I'm kind of glad I was back into it. The time I wake up, is kind of brutal. For those who don't know, I usually get up around 4:15, 4:20, to do the show, which starts at 6 and goes till 9 o'clock. It sounds pretty brutal, and it sometimes is. It's most brutal when it's just by myself. That's when it's, like, the worst. I like doing... excuse me. I do like doing shows on my own if it's, like, just, like, a music show. And it's for maybe, like, a couple hours or, like, an hour and a half or something like that. But for Bushwhackers, it's kind of like a combination of a lot of things, like music, talk, and sort of banter, which is kind of my favorite part. Like, that's when I enjoy it the most, is when I interact with my co-hosts. But when I do host it, sometimes, like, I'm kind of just left to my own device of playing music and shit, and that can be kind of rough, right? Because I don't really have... For one, I don't have anyone to bounce my ideas and thoughts off of. And also, like, I'm just kind of stuck where I'm just playing music at that point. And I don't mind that, but the show primarily isn't, like, it is music, of course, that's kind of the main forte of it, but it's, you know, it's also these other things, and I can't really do that when, if I don't have someone else to do it with. And I'm, like I've mentioned before, I'm not really good at improvising. I'm not that type of person that just kind of has, like, an on switch to say funny shit, because I'm not that kind of person. I'm not like a constant, like, clown or something like that. And that's not the point of the show either, but I feel like it would benefit more if I was able to kind of improvise and just kind of say thoughts and stuff like that, interact with the audience, which is still kind of a work in progress. But yeah, and I've kind of, like, realized that, like, I do work better when I have someone else to sort of banter with, you know? And I've thought about, like, how I could implement that with this own podcast, right? I mean, I do the hip-hop reviews, and I think that those are some of the better, like, things that I do with this podcast. The ones, like, this episode right here where I'm just kind of talking, like, it's okay, but sometimes, like, I just don't have anything to say. Like, I just want to talk for the sake of talking. But I really feel like I work better when I have someone else to bounce off of, you know? And that really just comes down to, like, when and who I can, like, collaborate with. And sort of, like, what kind of structure I would have. Like, I would probably just do the same thing as now, where I'm just kind of just talking off filter, you know? And without really any sort of direction, I guess. But yeah, that's just something that I considered. Maybe I'll do it in future episodes. You know, I've had like people kind of say, like if I were to do it with someone else, like what I would do and shit like that. But yeah, this is something that I'm just going to consider for the future. Cause I do think, like, I think podcasts, like any podcast, like most podcasts where there's sort of like a camaraderie between, like, maybe like two people, it's like the best, I feel like, because, like, especially if they have, like, some sort of chemistry, like, that's when it, like, works pretty well. Two, three people is, like, I'd say, like, that's just, like, the prime number of people to have. And when you have too many people, it gets kind of muddled. Critical on YouTube, he's, you know, pretty well-known dude. Like, he hosts the... what was his podcast? But he hosts a podcast where, like, he has like a minimum of like 4 to 5 people. And I feel like that's just kind of too much. And I get kind of turned off by, like, maybe like 10 minutes in or something. I'm like, there's just too much going on. There's just too much, like, I don't know, back and forth and shit. And I feel like it really works best if there's 2 to 3 people, because, like, it allows for everyone to kind of pitch in. But when you have, like, 5 different people, it's kind of difficult. Because usually how he structures it, it's, like, him, 3 other dudes, and then they have, like, a guest on, and they all kind of take turns interviewing the guest, right? But, I don't know, just kind of, it's a little messy, in my opinion. And I feel like it works best if it's just, like I said, 2 to 3 people. It allows for kind of everyone to, give their own thoughts and stuff like that. So yeah, that's kind of what I've had in mind for the most part. I haven't really discussed a whole lot in terms of, like, pop culture, I guess. Let's see. Oh yeah, I started watching, this TV show called, Altered Carbon. Pretty cool premise so far. 2 episodes in. It's kind of... It definitely is inspired by Blade Runner. I'm getting heavy, and I mean heavy Blade Runner, allusions, you know? Like, if whenever they show, like scenes of, like, the cityscape, right? They have all the holographic images and sort of the advertisements, like, plastered all along the city, right? I'm like, heavy, heavy Blade Runner vibes, but, it's different, you know? I saw Blade. I saw the new Blade Runner. Blade Runner 2049 last year, like around October or something like that. October, November, and there was kind of like a similar like idea with the two, right? The TV show and the movie, but like I feel like the concept and the sort of the philosophy behind each fucking thing is like different, you know, because Blade Runner is a lot more heavy in a sense. Both kind of both deal with like, you know, existential themes and sort of like what it means to be like human and shit like that, right? They both deal with that because they're kind of both like a cyberpunk environment, and they have and all the characters kind of deal with this kind of thing, right? Not all, like some of the characters aren't human from what I can guess in Altered Carbon. In Blade Runner 2049, a lot of the people or a lot of the characters are replicants, right? They're not human. They're based on human things, but they're not really. So there's like kind of like a heavy influence from that, I feel like. And I still don't completely understand like everything that happened in Blade Runner 2049. Like I understand sort of the frame of it, right? It's the first one dealt with like what it means to be like what it means to be human / replicant and the relationship between the two, right? They're sort of like, they're asking sort of like a moral question, like why it's kind of like a necessary thing, or like why the, you know, why Harrison Ford is hunting down the replicants, and why they should have kind of their own sort, why they should be considered to be equals in society or something like that, right? So it's like following that, the sequel kind of dealt with similar issues, but it's more focusing on Ryan Gosling, who's a replicant, and like how he deals with being a replicant and kind of how he is. It's similar. I'm trying my best to like explain it, but what it means to be like a replicant in a sense, right? And why it's important, right? He kind of questions like, because he was essentially born like an adult. Like when he came out alive, he was like a born adult. And he starts to question like, what if I had like a childhood and shit like that. It gets very like philosophical, which I really dug. And in comparison, the TV show I'm watching now, Altered Carbon, is like kind of deals with similar themes, like with like the past and how they deal with it. The main character, they haven't really revealed his past a lot yet, but I can see it going to be like kind of an interesting sort of thing. There's a lot more action for sure. Cinematography is really good so far. I feel like the set design is like fantastic. I think it's like super cool that they were able to like show all this stuff and make it kind of look relatively realistic. Of course, Blade Runner looks a lot better because it's a movie, you know, and probably had a bigger budget and shit, but I can't say Altered Carbon doesn't look as bad either. It looks really good for sure. And I'm definitely interested in seeing where it goes for sure. I think now, like, I think the cool thing with Netflix is that they're kind of able, they're just like people shit on them because they like kind of toss their money around on a lot of like, I wouldn't necessarily say failed like movies, because they're not failures, because they're like successes and shit, but they like throw it at like a bunch of ideas and see what kind of sticks. But I think that's a good thing, because it shows they're like willing to give creators money, right? And like they're sort of able to envision these kinds of new ideas, even if it is heavily influenced by a pre-existing franchise, right? Like Altered Carbon. But it's like pretty dope that they're kind of able to do that kind of stuff, which means that it's going to be like, it's going to kind of help grow the medium, you know? I think in TV, there's a lot more interesting concepts aside from, like, movies, right? Because, you know, like I've mentioned before, movies have sort of become, like just kind of like a machine for just spitting out, like, pre-existing ideas, like sequels, prequels and shit, right? Reboots. Remaking movies that don't make sense, remaking. Like, why the fuck do you need to remake, like, Ben-Hur? Like, does anybody need to see Ben-Hur? Like, I don't know. I haven't even seen the original. I've seen clips, right? The famous chariot scene. But, like, why? Who the fuck's gonna see that in 2017? I don't know. I don't remember when that came out. Poltergeist. Just, like, weird-ass reboots and remakes. Like, I have no idea why they're tossing money at it. Like, I don't understand. I don't think they're, like, big successes either. I just don't see the ideas behind it, you know? And the issue comes, it's like whenever like a studio tries to invest in like a new idea, like it's not necessarily going to be the most successful, because obviously profit is the main goal in mind. But I don't know, I think TV is able to kind of be a bit more ambitious in that regard, because it's kind of more, I guess it's more like accessible to people in a sense, right? More people are willing to pay that. I forgot what the monthly fee is now, but like $13-$14 fee per month to, you know, access a lot of shit, right? Even if it is limited, you still get access to a lot of shit. Movie tickets nowadays are like, I think I paid like fucking $15 or something to see like Black Panther, right? It was a good movie, but like it's still $15. It's a lot of money to see a 2-hour movie. It was a long ass movie, by the way. Like, goddamn, it was so fucking long. But it's just like, I think there's just a lot of things that like TV could do better. For me, like, I just like, it's like, it's difficult for me to get into new TV shows, because I'm like, I'm very, I don't know, I've had issues where it's like, I don't exactly stick along to a movie, or a TV show, you know, because, I don't know, I just like kind of lose interest sometimes. It really depends on like what the mood I'm in. Like I kind of was like on a whim started to watch Altered Carbon, you know. I do that sometimes where I'm just like, yeah, fuck it, I'm just gonna watch this. Another one I watched recently was an anime called Children of the Whales. It was alright, it was not bad. But that was just kind of on a whim too, you know. And also I hadn't watched like an anime in forever. I just kind of needed a fix from that. But I'm probably not gonna watch another anime in a really long ass time. So it's like, that's just kind of how it goes, you know. I just really need to be like, I'm just gonna watch this, you know? And then it's like, because like, I think it takes some commitment for me to like get into like a show, because I'm like, I kind of want to be invested in the characters, I kind of want to be invested in the world. And it's like in a weird sense, it's like, I want to respect the creators, you know? I don't want to be distracted by some other shit. I want to be invested, because I feel like a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into creating this, right? And if I feel like if it's worth my time, then I should respect that, in a sense, you know? That's just how I feel, to some degree. Movies are a lot like, I don't know, it's like weird too, because movies can be kind of difficult to get into as well. I really think it's the runtime. I really think it's, like, the runtime that kind of throws me off. I see, like, 2 hours, I'm like, nope, I can't do that, you know? Even though I will sit for 2 hours watching some other shit, right? I'll spend, like, 2 hours watching, like, 3-4 episodes of, like, a comedy TV show, but I won't spend 2 hours watching just a single movie, you know? It's just, like, a weird kind of, like, I don't know, equilibrium in a sense, right? I think it's because like it's easier to TV shows are easier to binge, because like shorter episodes, but it kind of leads from one place to the other, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. What else? Music. Not a whole lot of music recently. I've just kind of been stuck. Yeah, I haven't really listened to a whole lot of music recently. I'm going to try to get back into that for the most part. How are we good on time? 20 minutes or so? Yeah, 20 minutes. That's not bad. Weather's nice today for once. I'm finally not feeling super sick, though you could probably hear that I'm slightly congested still, which is fucking annoying as hell. I just felt like I kind of grew. Maybe my, like, immune system has, like, kind of depleted for some reason, because I haven't gotten sick in a long-ass time, so it's like, yeah, now it's your turn. That's just how it is, you know? But yeah, I'm gonna enjoy the day, even though I gotta work in a little while. But yeah, that's probably gonna do it for today. That's gonna do it. Save the Semantics, episode 26. Why'd I even say that again? Fuck it, sign off.